hostile, mobile, and agile. So I get out there and I'm wrestling this guy, man. And I last about 13 seconds. And he's got me in that octopus hook. But I reversed it, man. First time it's ever been done. And I beat this guy. I came off the mat, boy, my coach said, I cannot believe it. He says, nobody's ever, what the fuck, how did you do it? And I said, well, coach, I tell you what, you know how my ego is. I got to wrestling this. He got me that octopus hole. I was embarrassed. My folks are here. I was laying there all twisted up, and I looked up, and I saw this set of nuts. So I just bit them. And you don't know the energy you get when you bite yourself in the nuts. I love my dad. I remember the last words my father said to me before he died. Solid Joe, that gun's loaded. It's just a joke, okay? I didn't shoot my father. I didn't kill him. Okay? I love my dad, I do. I love him, but I think he's losing his fucking nut. The man mows the lawn all the fucking time. That's all fathers do. I didn't know why fathers mowed the lawn until I had kids. Then I realized when that lawnmower's running, you can't hear them fucking kids. Go bother your mother, goddamn it, get away from me. I love my dad, boy. But I'm a comedian and I need the laughs and he ain't here to defend himself, so fuck him. I love my dad, but I could never go in the bathroom behind that dude. What do fathers eat? God! Man had the same dinner I had. Had to have a chemical breakdown at lunch. Something crawled up and that dude just flat ass died. My dad had the same routine ever since I can remember. He'd come home from work, eat dinner, grab a newspaper, and boom, right in the bathroom. Sitting there about an hour. Then he'd come out in this big cloud behind him. Take one look at me and say, okay, son, you can do it now. Oh, no. I think I'll wait till I'm a little older, you don't mind. Got in there, burnt my eyebrows off last night. My dad was gross, boy. Always walking around the house in them goddamn ugly boxer shorts. The ones that are so old, the ass is all wore out of them. Fly won't close, his dick keeps falling out. Walking around burping, farting, and sipping coffee. Yeah, that's my dad right there. I'm gonna be just like him when I grow up. You can take my dad off of solid food for 2 weeks. Give him nothing but water to drink, and somehow, miraculously, he turned this into gas. And you know when your dad's got something good like that, he can't wait to share it with you. My dad would walk up to people he didn't even know. Friends of mine, he's meeting for the first time. Said, hey, how you doing there, son? Pull that finger. You know what I'm talking about. Don't bullshit me, man. I look at some of the women, they go, what? What's he mean? Fart? What? No. That's because women don't fart. They don't. Women putt. Or poo. And it's just a little. And perfume comes out. Yeah. It's not a great perfume, but it's a good one. I think it's Charlie or something like that. We got women walking around this country right now going, I just cut one and it smells like Charlie. Yeah. Men fart in chunks. You know it's true, ladies. Men would save their farts in mason jars if they could. Hide them underneath the bed. So they can walk up behind you a month later and go, hey, baby, deja vu. You see a man with tears rolling down his cheeks after he let a horrendous fart. He ain't hurt. He's just sad because it got away. And men never, ever fart in front of women when we first meet you. The first 6 months we know you is like a 6 month moratorium. We're trying to impress you, not depress you. Doing our best to convince you, no, I ain't like your dad and your brothers, honey. I'm a different man. I love you. And that first 6 months is tough, dude. That's just, boy, guys, we're taking these women. We're going out to the movies, eating that popcorn with all that oil on it. Throw some bonbons in there, some goobers. Yeah. Wash it all down with a big bucket of soda pop. And then sit there for 2 hours and watch a movie. Then after the movie, go out dancing, just get all that shit just jiggling. Yeah. Then later night, I say, goddamn, baby, I'm hungry. Let's go get some breakfast. Sitting there eating them eggs, grits, drinking coffee. All of a sudden, can just feel one brewing. But it's the first 6 months of relationship. We're gentlemen. So we just tighten up her butt. And we excuse ourselves from the table. And we walk around the corner and share it with people we never met. Of course, after 6 months, it's a whole new ballgame. We're saving them up all day. Now, guys, get home, get in bed. Hey, honey, come here a minute. Got a surprise for you, mama. Grab her head under the covers and let her out.